All right, guys, this is Tone. This is Flagpost Sports, and this is On Deck, presented by Flagpost Sports, of course. And we're going to get into some Yankee talk. We're going to get into what's going on in the World Baseball Classic. As of right now, the USA is playing Japan in the final, and we'll have updates as we speak. Let's find out what's going on right now. Last time I checked, they were losing 3-1. USA losing 3-1, I should say. Let's see. Let's see what's going on in the World Baseball Classic. Still 3-1 Japan. Bottom of the seventh. Not looking good for the U.S. The Yankees, spring training. We are basically a week away from opening the season, opening day. And we are going to have opening day at Yankee Stadium. We're going to have just an amazing, amazing opening day on Thursday, the 30th. Still 3-1. Live updates, no good. Yankee news, not too much on that front. There are some injuries. We did lose Carlos Rodon, probably not going to be with us until in the beginning of the season. A couple of other injuries. Harrison Bader, questionable for opening day. Hopefully he'll be able to pull it in and start in center field today for the Yankees. Other than that, the big news around spring training for the Yankees is, of course, number five prospect overall, the Yankees' top prospect, Anthony Volpe, at shortstop. Will he make the roster? Right now, he is pretty much neck neck with Oswald Peraza. I think IKF at this point, not really strong consideration for starting. Look, he was a starter last year, and we needed a shortstop. Admittedly, Glaber was not good in 2021, but in 2022, IKF did okay up until the end of the season. It looked like he was gassed. Probably not used to playing that level, for the Yankees, especially for a team like the Yankees. Anthony Volpe, he's looking legit. He's looking like the guy that the Yankees thought he was, the guy that they held on to, the guy that they didn't want to really trade because they thought that he could be the guy like a Jeter-esque. Not to say there's anybody who could ever replicate Derek Jeter. Nobody can do that. But he is very close to, that level of intensity, that level of, stardom, let's say. Oswald Peraza, pretty damn good through spring training as well. I just think, everybody's kind of pulling for Anthony Volpe. I know I am. I think everybody really wants to see him on the opening day roster as the shortstop. Get that excitement that we had when Jeter came in, '95, at the end of '95, when he started, obviously in '96, opening day against Cleveland, and just put on a fucking show, and from then just catapulted. Hopefully we get that with, Anthony Volpe. But listen, anything's possible, and you gotta make it to break it, right? So if he makes the opening day roster, hopefully he is the guy at shortstop. Ryan Horne, pretty much positions are set, except for maybe left field. I mean, the thought is, it's going to be a juggle between Aaron fucking Hicks, and Oswaldo Cabrera. Look, I think you got to go youth. I know Hicks is making the goddamn money, but Hicks hasn't been worth the money the entire fucking time he's got that contract. Let's all goddamn be real. It's not realistic. Oswaldo Cabrera should be the starting left fielder. He, by far, I think, has the best defensive qualities right now. Hitting wise, look, it's not gonna hit the fucking laces off the ball, but you know what? He's gonna go out there and he's gonna fucking try more than I can say for Hicks. He just goes out there and looks fucking lost. Lost. All right. Give him a shot. Bader hopefully makes it to center field. Probably see a little Aaron Judge in center field. Listen, left field, they're talking about Stanton maybe playing more left field, maybe in right field. But I think, Judge, right field, I think that's his, that's his position. First base, Anthony fucking Rizzo. Anthony fucking Rizzo. That's my dude. Second base, Gleyber Torres. Shortstop, that's the heat up right now. We'll see what happens. Third base, fucking Donaldson. Hopefully he has a fucking comeback year because last year he played like dog shit. Catcher, Trevino. That's my boy. Starting pitcher, Gerrit Cole, Nestor Cortes. Hopefully he gets started here and there before the season opens. Maybe, maybe not. Seavi looks solid. Herman Looks like he could probably slide into the fifth spot. I think the line is pretty set. It just depends on how fast we can get Rodon back, because he's a fucking ace. All right, you could check the receipts. I said before 2 years ago when he had the stupid fucking lockout, I said the Yankees had to go after a guy like Carlos Rodon. That was the guy to go after. We didn't. He went to San Fran. We missed him by a year. That's pretty much it. World Baseball Classic, another live update. Let's take a look before we head out. 3-1 top of the East, 2 innings to go. Not looking good for U.S. I guess, right? I don't know. But we're going to have a end of spring training podcast next Tuesday. Probably Wednesday. Let's say Wednesday. Tune in for Wednesday. We'll have a podcast on Wednesday morning where we're going to have all the final positions. Hopefully by then we'll know who the starting left fielder is, the starting shortstop. We're going to know likely Gerrit Cole is going to open as a starting pitcher. Hasn't really been announced yet, I guess. And we'll just, you know, we'll wrap up spring training and a little preview into Yankees 2023 season, which hopefully yields us number 28. Till then, this is Tone, this is Flagpole Sports, and let's get it.